It is now 1:35 and you just heard 5 4 seconds and Love Me Harder. In studio with me is Beatenburg. They gained success in 2014 when they did a collaboration with DJ Clock for their song Pluto, Remember You, and became the number one popular song on South African radio for over 19 consecutive weeks. You might know them from other hits like Beauty from A Tightened Bow and one we also play on Arctic Radio, Chelsea Blackmore. Welcome, Beatenburg. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Good. Yeah. Okay. How are you?
Could you please introduce yourselves and tell the people, what is your role in the band?
I'm Ross and I play bass.
And I'm Rob and I play drums.
Okay. How did the band start?
I was at Matt's. Unfortunately, Matthew's away for the weekend. He really wanted to be here, but yeah, he had his plans and whatever. I was at high school with Matt here in Cape Town. We were at Westerford, just down the road, and we started. There was a crowd of musicians, and eventually, at some point, we got together. We started playing together in matric. It was just the two of us. Then Matthew went to UCT to study music and met Ross.
Yeah, and we met in the first couple of days of orientation, and so that's a good. Good many years ago now.
When did you realize that you are interested in music?
A few days ago.
I think probably since I was around 10 years old, I knew that that's what I wanted to do, more or less. I think certainly by the time I was 12, I knew that there was nothing else on the cards for me.
Yeah, I think I was like 16 or something, and then it changed. Music wasn't just like a background thing. It was really important in my life. But I never planned to make it something as serious as this. Yeah, not very serious.
The music that you wrote, what inspired you to write the music?
Well, if we can speak on Matt's behalf, because, you know, we know each other quite well. I think he's the songwriter who writes the lyrics and everything. He's inspired by the nature of growing up in Cape Town, definitely. And I guess also, I mean, maybe it's a bit cliched, it's not, but all the great poets, you know, and the great writers and things like that are definitely a huge source. Also, like, more and more he's just reading ancient history, and there's stories like the old myths, like the Greek myths, also like Shakespeare or any like classic writer. Those ideas are always relevant. Do you know what I mean? Those stories of good and evil and of like love and everything. So yeah, I know that's a source of inspiration for him. Yeah.
What has been your highlight in your musical career?
Sure.
So many.
There certainly is a lot. I think maybe one of the biggest ones was, I remember when Pluto went number one on 5FM for the first time, and we were in the studio with DJ Clock. It was Saturday afternoon. In Joburg, and it was just one of those things where we certainly didn't expect that to happen, and to be there with him when it went number one in the radio station. So we're like sitting like this. It was more or less this time of the day, in fact, almost exactly, you know. It's not something that we were ever aiming for, actually, and it happened, and I think it was a great surprise and really wonderful to share that with him. Yeah.
Yo, there have been so many highlights. I often, you know, there are a lot of like huge crowds and flashing lights, big stages kind of moments, you know, and doing things on television and traveling the world and everything. And those are real highlights, but they're also quite like material, if you know what I mean. But what I really appreciate are the moments with people that feel like special, like everyone's feeling the same energy at the same time, and it can be in like a small place or in one of our neighboring countries here. Those moments with people are really cool. Yeah,
I think when people share how a song has affected them, I think it's really mind-blowing for us. Yeah,
it is. What kind of music do you listen to besides your own?
Well, we don't listen to our own music, first of all.
No.
Try avoid that.
Yeah.
I think it's such a huge cross-section of stuff. I mean, I listen to a lot of classical music, certainly a lot of jazz is influenced us all, a lot of West African music, a lot
South
of...
South American music, Afro-Cuban music. Yeah, the West African thing is huge.
Dance music, techno.
Yeah, house and techno. South African house, obviously. You know, noise music. I love the DJs here.
Whatever. I mean, it's we really listen to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to listen to as much music as possible.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. Many times when children want to pursue music as a career, their parents don't always support them. How did your parents react to you forming a band?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think we're all very lucky having had fathers that are musicians in one way or another. And I think that opened up probably for us the possibility in our minds, even if it wasn't like something that they encouraged, it was in our minds a possibility to be a musician. And I think I would encourage parents, I suppose, to allow their, just to know that it is possible. If you encourage your kid and give them the right education and they are focused, they can really go as far as they want. And it is a legitimate career, I promise.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think we were super lucky, all of us, as Ross was saying, had really supportive parents, and it was sort of, it was, there was no resistance. It was like natural that you would play music and you'd start a band. Also, playing in a band is a really, like, it's a healthy collective thing, you know. It's kind of like, you know, it's good to be in a sports team or something like that. It's the same kind of thing. It's a social bond, which is really good, and you grow together, and that's, yeah, it's really good.
And it is work. Also,
it's hard work. I forget all the time. Like,
I think that's also what people don't always realize is that there's a lot of skills that go into being in a band and getting to a certain level of success that has not all to do with music. And those are all really valuable life skills that I think you can apply to basically anything that you do.
Okay, you guys are lined up for the Opikofi Musical Festival. Are you excited for this?
Yeah, I mean, the last time we played Opikofi was in 2012. And in fact, the first time I played Opikofi was when I was 14 years old in 2004. So I've played there 3 times now over very different periods of my life. So it's always interesting to go back.
Mm.
But yeah, this is going to be, yeah, it's going to be cool.
I think we're super excited. Also quite nervous because we just got back from overseas. We were in London for a few months and we were working there busy recording new music. And Opikofi is going to be one of the big gigs where we play some of our new songs. And it's kind of, you know, that's nervous. I mean, we're nervous and excited about that.
Have you had any embarrassing moments on stage?
Plenty. Yeah, lots. I used to drop my drumsticks all the time. But I was never that embarrassed. It was just difficult because you kind of stuck there and you have to try to pick up a stick from somewhere and like...
Yeah, I mean, there's been some other things. Sometimes you lose your temper.
Sometimes I get worked up.
You know, sometimes you kick your pedal out of the kick your cable out of your guitar, or you know, don't come in the right place, or those kinds of things are sometimes a bit embarrassing. But you know, you just laugh it off.
I think the more embarrassing things happen off stage.
Yeah,
like then it gets really weird.
Lastly, do you have any words of encouragement for the children who want to take music as a career?
I think like anything, if you want to achieve any level of success or enjoyment from something, I think just work really hard at it every day. And if you believe in that, even if you're spending just half an hour or an hour a day, just be consistent. And no matter what is going on around you, just connect with things that make you feel good about yourself in the music. And that's all that's important.
Mm. I think another thing to be encouraging is like we probably all find that the state of being inspired, you know, and being excited and motivated to make music comes and goes, that feeling of inspiration. And it's really important to remember when you're not feeling excited about making music that it'll come back and then it's all you want to do. And you know, you can't sleep, you just want to work on music. And that's a natural state, you know, up and down, which is good to remember.
Sure.
Mm.
Thank you for this interview. It was quite amusing to actually know about people like this. I'm very, very happy that I actually met you. Thank you. First up, we have Chelsea Blackmore and then Pluto.